Youth continues to be served on the Falcons and it continues to serve them well. Quarterback Thanasi Antonopoulos had a 2-touchdown game as the Falcons' JV squad, without the services of its grade 12 players, gave Clersholm's Willow Creek Cobras a stiff test in a 20-16 loss on October 22 at Falcons Field. Being a quarterback, being new to the game, being a grade 10 and playing the teams we play, it's a whole lot to put on someone and he's really responded well, said Falcons head coach Nathan Street Dennis. He's taking shots, he's learning as he goes, this is another one where we keep learning from and keep taking those steps forward. It's just tough because you always want that big result. But it's about focusing on that stuff because we're young and it's all about learning and moving forward. Antonopoulos proved to be a quick study behind center with a dazzling pair of touchdowns. The dynamic signal caller broke the scoreless stalemate late in the first half on a 50-yard touchdown run off a quarterback keeper. Knowing me, from the beginning of the season one wasn't too confident in my throwing, Antonopoulos said. I'm a really good thrower, but as soon as the pressure would come I would like to trust my speed. I've got a really fast 40 time and try to get it out there. I saw the hole, I saw their guy and realized he was just as fast as me and I just tried to push him out of the way, the other guy fell on a good block and I walked it through. It was an emotional moment for Antonopoulos who has been playing with a heavy heart this season. My dad passed away a few months ago and I was trying to score a touchdown for him the past few games, Antonopoulos said. It was really nice. Antonopoulos added another touchdown in short order, this one of the throwing variety. After the Cobras clawed back with a late first-half major on a catch and run from Jackson Auld trimmed the deficit to 8-6, the Falcons got back in the end zone. A long run from Kagan Liepert put Foothills in the Willow Creek half and from there Antonopoulos connected with receiver Key Williams, who soared to snare the ball out of the air, made a Cobras defensive back miss and ran in for a 40-yard touchdown. Antonopoulos used his wheels once again for the two-point convert. Being quarterback in grade 10 is a lot of pressure, he said. But I have a good group of guys around me and playing football with them is really, really fun. This year it's going well, I'm happy with what's happening here and hopefully next year is going to be great. The Cobras proved to be a tough out and rallied late with 12 unanswered points to take the 20-16 victory. Quarterback Nate Wright scored on a goal line run and receiver Dallas Henshaw added the game-winning touchdown in a quick hit end of third quarter phase for the visitors. The Cobras secured the victory in the final 30 seconds on an interception at midfield. It was definitely a roller coaster, it was up and down with mountain highs and valley lows, Antonopoulos said. At the beginning we started off hot, but after that pick at the end there it was very deflating. I'm happy with how our team played, I'm happy that we could move the ball downfield and eventually small things will turn to big things. Despite the narrow defeat, there were a lot of positives to take from the performance on both sides of the ball for the Falcons, with the offense having success in both the running and passing game and the defense providing a consistent pass rush from the likes of Cohen Orser Brown. Now we know what we've got moving forward. We had some kids making big plays and grade 10s making big plays, St. Denis added. It's awesome for the future for sure. Cohen played really well, he's another grade 10, but he was dominant out there, making plays, and I was real impressed with that. The Falcons wrap up the regular season with a marquee matchup on the road as they make the trek to Raymond to challenge the Comets on October 29. Raymond, a perennial power in high school football, is fresh off a 26-21 victory over the Holy Trinity Academy Knights on October 22. It will be great, the quarterback added. I heard about Raymond, my dad talked about them, when I was a kid, that they were the big Mormon country team, they play hard, they play tough. I'm really looking forward to playing against them. Honestly, it's an honor to play at that field. I'm not really worried, it's going to be fun. St. Denis echoed the sentiment. It's no secret they've got something special down in Raymond, he said. I think that's something that we aspire to too, that's why we play them and that's why we put the kids in those spots as to challenge them and learn from it.